Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that a little before 6 o'clock. Nice, man. Going to be sunny today, 71 for high. A line of storms moves through. It's always funny because everybody has the weather app on their phone, Aaron, and then when you look down, it says rain. But it's really only like in a one-hour period today.
Well, they're saying it's only in, like, certain areas, too. So you could be in your backyard and not get any rain, and 2 miles up the road, there's rain.
Again, it's Jerry Hodak took all the good weather with him when he retired. He moved up to the UP with all the sexy voice people. Headline today, if you're just joining us, the UP, the Upers, have made the list of sexiest accents in America.
How is that possible?
Because it's the sexiest accent in America. You don't want to hear Upers singing love songs?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By golly, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. I'll make love to you if you want me to. I'll do it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that's considered sexy.
You know, a Uper singing Marvin Gaye in the middle of the night? Wake up, wake up. Let's make love tonight. Sexual healing, eh? That'd be great. No? You don't want Uper romantic songs?
It's just...
All morning?
Very unappealing to
me. Come on, why not? Baby, what I think about you? I think about love. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, love. Oh, yeah. There you go. You just wake up this morning going, what the hell are they doing? Anyway, yeah, there is. The sexiest accents in America list is up, and Upers made the top 15. And Aaron is just fired up for Uper talk this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just did it. Subliminal Upering this morning. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See?
Like all of you betcha.
There it is. Oh, yeah. She's my cherry pie. Oh, yeah. See, it works for everything. We got to start thinking about romantic songs this morning.
Pour some sugar on me.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. Pour some gravy on me. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. What's coming up with sports, Aaron?
The Tigers clobbered again at Comerica, and won the NBA lottery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, family announcement. Our smart home is online.
Restrictions and details.
CSX Big Jim's house, 607. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Carl's Golfland. The Tigers struggled again against the Astros at Comerica Park last time. This time losing 11-4. Two teams conclude the three-game series tonight, 7-10 first pitch. Last night, NBA lottery. New Orleans Pelicans walked away with the top prize. They're projected to take Duke Zion Williamson with the number one overall pick.
What the hell?
They only had a 4 or 6% chance of... The Knicks were like the top projected team.
Memphis gets the number two pick. So two of the teams that weren't even in the top four wind up getting in there. Crazy. Oh, yeah.
They call it a lottery. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. No.
In the NBA playoffs, Golden State beat the Trailblazers 116-94. Game one between the Raptors and Bucks tonight. That's 8:30 start. NHL, Boston beat the Hurricanes 2-1. They now lead that series 3-0. They can sweep it tomorrow. And the Sharks and Blues play tonight at 8.
That's why they call it playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, a Uber commentary. I was good. I resisted. Aaron's mad at me because I've been talking like a Uber all morning because they made the list of sexiest accents in the country.
How?
Keyword accent. Because Ubers are hot, man. Women of the UP, you don't have that calendar? It doesn't exist, but if it did, bunch of jawline beards. CSX Big Jim's house, 623. We're sitting in the studio here talking about, did we ever talk about, we're trying to remember if we remembered people cutting off their limbs.
It's a weird discussion. I believe we had this conversation before. I'm having a deja vu moment.
Ryan, have we ever talked about people losing limbs on this show? He's kind of making... We have?
There was a guy, I think, that cut off his arm.
248-398-WCSX. Have you ever lost a limb or cut off a finger or toe? We want to hear from you. Why? Because there's a story. This dude in Nebraska, this farmer. You ready, Aaron?
Okay.
This guy is so calm. Listen to how calm he is when he describes what happened to him when he was out tilling the fields or whatever you do as a farmer.
We were moving corn and taking from one place to the other. But I was in that routine like I always used to do. I didn't think of it. I stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in, and I was trying to pull it out. And when it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all. Then I had my pocket knife. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there. Yeah. It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do. Could always been worse. I paid the price here of being in a hurry and not paying attention.
He cut his leg off at the knee. That's what he did with a pocket knife. to get out of this grain auger. If you want to see the story and see the look on his face, man, that this guy is so calm and just so relaxed about this whole thing. The keyword, of course, is
leg.
So we really have had this conversation.
We
before.
Talked about, I want to say it was a guy that cut off like his arm or something.
Seriously.
Yeah, and then we were getting phone calls from people that cut off limbs.
All right, we got to go back through our old phone calls here and see if we find that. I told you, the only person I know, well, my friend Jim Bettison, two motorcycle accidents. One, my friend Jim lost a little bit of a leg in a motorcycle accident. The bike came on top of him.
Mm.
Yeah, but my cousin Charlie, years ago, I've told this before, he thought he had a motorcycle and he was going to grease the chain. He got lazy, didn't want to take the chain off. So he did the thing where he pop up the rear wheel, get the motorcycle going, and then grease the chain while it's running, stuck his finger in there and took it off.
That's not good.
And then came in the house with it like wrapped up and had to go to the emergency room.
I had a friend that blew off some fingers with some M80s,
that would be it. Yeah, the firecrackers. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dummy lit it in his hand. I'll never forget
that.
Well,
there you go. Okay, that's Darwin, isn't it? I mean, come on. That's, yeah.
It's natural selection.
Exactly. That is. Okay, so here we are talking about people losing limbs. Again, if you want to see the story in the video and the interview with this guy, this is crazy. This farmer lost his leg. We'll send it to you. Not the leg, the story. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
leg.
He's so calm. We really talked about this before?
We talked about it before.
Okay.
I have to go back and look, but I know we have.
Okay. So, limb removal. Let's go to the phones. Is that so weird? CSX Big Jim's House, 641. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Look nice today, Aaron.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Get your fancy clothes on today?
You know why? Because it's warming up.
And you're celebrating the fact that Youpers made the list of sexy accents. We'll get to that a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah.
That is the big story. Oh, yeah. That's the big story this morning. The other story we've been talking about is we played the audio a couple of minutes ago. Dude, this farmer cut his leg off with a pocket knife. With a pocket knife. And he's so calm. Now, if you want to actually see the whole story, and it's crazy, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is
leg.
But we were trying to figure out. Okay, hold on. I think we figured out when we talked about this before. Hey, Ryan. So I think we figured it out. This is when we were talking about people losing limbs was when you announced that you have a chainsaw as a new homeowner and you were cutting everything down in sight.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. We were talking about that and me beginning to cut, use the chainsaw with flip-flops. And nobody thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, it's a very bad idea.
Okay. It is, actually. Okay. So that was it. Now we remember. We were talking about people. We were trying to steer our young producer away from using the chainsaw in flip-flops, much less at all.
And no eye safety either.
None. Just out there like, oh, you can't wear regular glasses. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. I do remember this guy.
Drinking some beers and I had a little tiny chainsaw. And thing reared back and hit my corner of my hand. And luckily, my mom's a nurse and she sewed me up at the kitchen sink, but I almost lost two fingers. Man, she just sewed it right up like no tomorrow.
You can't really say hold my beer if you cut your hand off while drinking beers, can you?
I don't think so.
Is there a beer claw you can get? Like a prosthetic beer hand?
Like Jamie Lannister in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I love that show. I watch it all the time now.
No, you don't.
I know. Liar. Workforce Cash coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win $100. Hang with us. CSX Big Jim's House. Workforce Cash is back. We will announce our first name in about 10 minutes here. If you haven't signed up, it's really simple. All you have to do is text us. The keyword, of course, is
work to 248-398-9279. The same number you call, you can text us as well. We'll send you back a link right to your phone. You click on it. You get yourself signed up. Then you listen for your name throughout the day, and you can walk away with Workforce Cash.
Again, first name coming up in 10 minutes here. Issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
We do have one problem that just popped up. It's in Wayne County, northbound 75 at West Road. This one blocking the left lane. The left shoulder looks like emergency crews are also there in the center lane and off to the right shoulder, so just be careful going through that area.
All right, Sunshine 71, a line of storms moves in much later this afternoon. 70s tomorrow, weekend looking so-so, mid-60s again. You know, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. Ha! I don't even want to give like a five. How can you give a five-day forecast in Michigan right now?
You can't.
You can't, because it changes every 20 minutes. Again, hold my beer weather should be a thing. We got to work on that. The CSX Big Jim's House, Warrant and Cherry Pie, 7:08, 49 degrees, sunshine 71 Friday. Going to be beautiful today. Maybe a line of storms this afternoon on the way home with Dahmer. Nothing to worry about. Issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
Yeah, we have a nasty wreck northbound 75 at West Road. It is blocking the left shoulder, left lane, center lane, right shoulder. Only one lane squeaking by. It looks like you're backed up past Van Horn.
All right. Maureen Fowler from Royal Oak. She's still got a couple seconds here. Workforce cash. But it's also Wednesday.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
I'm interested to see what y'all think about this one and your response. We need to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. It all involves going to meet the parents.
We got an email that says, I'm going to meet my boyfriend's parents for the first time this weekend. And last night he said, if his mom doesn't like me, our relationship won't go forward. What do I do? I thought he might be the one, but I want to dump him before I get hurt.
So what do you do? He's told you that if mom doesn't approve, it's over. Do you do a preemptive strike? Although that's kind of your...
I think that's being very insecure. Like, why not go meet them and just see what happens? Maybe his parents will love this girl and embrace her, and then...
I don't think her parents have any say in how your relationship with another person.
Well, it depends.
That's the way I'm brought up. See, you and I brought up your family. You were around a big family. It was just me and my dad growing up. So if I'm dating somebody and I don't think if my family said they didn't approve of Kathy, bite me. It wouldn't have been an issue.
Well, my family could not approve of somebody I was with, but when you have a big like Italian Sicilian family, things can get a little awkward. I don't think I would necessarily break it off with somebody if my family didn't like them. They would just not come over for lasagna anymore on Sundays.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very specific. Makes sense. So that's what we're asking this morning. So she's going to meet the boyfriend's parents. He said, if mom doesn't approve, sorry, it's over. And she's thinking preemptive strike.
It's kind of a jerk move on his part, though. Like, really?
Not according to a member of our show. Yeah, we'll have to talk with him about that. You going to talk about that, Ryan? All right, we'll talk about it. We want to hear from you, though. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Okay, this is gonna get uncomfortable in a couple minutes with Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, so what would you do Wednesday? 248-398-WCSX. We got this email about going to meet she's going to meet the boyfriend's parents for the first time this weekend. And then what did he say to her?
He was like, if my mama don't like you, you got to go.
Oh, God. 248-398-WCSX. So she says, what does she do? She thought he might be the one, but now she wants to dump him before she gets hurt. 248-398-9279. I want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call or text. What's going on the roads, Aaron?
Northbound 75 at West Road. We have an accident. Left shoulder, left lane, center lane, right shoulder. Only one lane squeaking by, and it looks like you're backed up all the way into Flat Rock. Then eastbound 94 at I-96. There's a crash off to the right shoulder, but it is causing some major delays if you're headed through that area.
Sandy in Waterford, what would you do?
I think she should run.
Why?
Because if he's already putting this standard that it has to go by his mother first or she's out, then what support is she going to get throughout the whole relationship if there's anything that goes bad? It's always going to be her family come first, and she's not going to get the support of her husband, who should be thinking about if it's going that far, that this is the person that should be supporting you, and he needs to break away and start his own new life and not just have it fully attached to his family.
Well, being a mama's boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is literally a mama's boy with this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just too much. And I've actually seen it happen with two of my very good friends who never had the support of their husband. Whenever the family did anything, he was gone and he was there, and they were always home alone, and he never supported them.
Aw.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Sandy. Thanks for sharing that, too.
Yeah, you guys rock. Thanks. Have a great day.
There she goes. So a member of our show is a mama's boy.
Well, it's definitely not me.
I'm just going to look in the other room right now. Let's talk to our millennial about this next, see what he thinks. It's Big Jim's House, CSX. We want to hear from you. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 736. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, all in the studio together this morning. We're talking about our What Would You Do Wednesday topic. We're going to get to parents in just a second. Roads first, though, some issues this morning, Aaron.
Oh, my goodness. It's starting to get a little nasty. Westbound 696, just after Grossbeck, there's a crash there. That's a construction zone, so it's causing some major delays. Northbound 75 at West Road, still have that accident. Left shoulder, left lane, center lane, right shoulder, only one lane squeaking by. Also, northbound 75 right at Springwells, there's a crash there. And eastbound 94 at the I-96 connector, this one causing some major delays.
Sunshine 71, a little bit of line of storms later on today with Dahmer, maybe when JT comes on the air. It is 49 degrees right now.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
It's all about going to see the parents. We have our producer Ryan here because we're going to talk about this in just a second, but we want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. All revolves around an email we got.
Yeah, this girl is going to meet her boyfriend's parents for the first time, and he told her if his mama doesn't like her, their relationship won't go forward. So she's like, all right, I think you might be the one, but do I just run now?
What do y'all think? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. You can call, you can text us. I've seen some text messages pop up here, Aaron.
Dump him, find a man that does not need someone's approval of his relationship decisions. I was engaged before my wife actually met my parents. Rachel says, it sounds like his family's in charge, and even if his mom doesn't like her, sounds like she may control things later on. She went on to say he's not very nice for putting that kind of pressure on her. Steve says, oh, hell no. If the boyfriend can't get his man bits out of his mom's purse, she's going to have to do talent show and swimsuit runway walk too. Yikes.
So we had pointed out, too, that this reminds us of seeing that, you know, when you're talking about being a mama's boy, of course, you go to the water boy.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Okay.
And it ties in with another message we got that says, Mamas know things. If she doesn't approve, maybe she sees something that he doesn't.
Man, I don't know. I'm on the other side of this. I'm like, if I love somebody, I love somebody. If my family doesn't approve, that's their problem. I can't get out of her lane. If my family didn't approve of Kathy, I would still marry her. I would have still married her.
I was in a situation like this prior to meeting my husband, though, because I was young and I had a daughter and I was dating a guy and his family hated the fact that I had a kid already when we were dating and they were just not cool with it.
He bailed on you?
It ended up being where I was just so uncomfortable around his family that I just didn't want to deal with it. So it was like a mutual bail.
But still,
it was one of those things where it's like they were so judgy, it made it uncomfortable.
248-398-WCSX. That sucks. All right. Young millennial, our producer Ryan comes in here. One, you're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
So I want to ask the question. Your mom doesn't approve. What would you do?
I wouldn't date her. I know I'm going to get a lot of crap for this from everybody, especially with the comments. But I told Heidi that. I was like, dude, if my family doesn't like you, I'm probably not going to date you.
So she could be perfect in every other way. Every other way. But you're like, nope, I'm not, no.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with my mom running my life and I need my mom's approval on everything.
Well, kinda.
It's I do so much with my family. I'm constantly with them, constantly hanging out with them. I don't want that awkwardness. And you guys know me, confrontation is the thing I stay away from the most.
Yeah, you freak out.
I just wouldn't want to have to deal with that.
So you're just, it's not so much your mama, but it's somebody fitting in with your family dynamic.
Well, yeah, it's that. And obviously, I take what, it was me and my mom for a long time. I think we have a little bit of a different relationship than most mom and sons do.
Yeah,
and
so I take, she's seen you getting out of the shower.
I take what she says super, you know, very seriously. And she's usually been right on advice that she's given me in the past and stuff like that. But she's never not liked one of my girlfriends.
Okay.
So that's the thing, you know, that's the thing too.
But hold on. No, quit trying to qualify it. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're trying to qualify it. You said.
I'm trying to defend myself.
You're not going to get tore up. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
248-398-WCSX. Are you nervous now?
No.
You should be. We have audio of Ryan's mom actually giving him some advice.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
He's another CSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 754. Workforce Cash coming up in, right after Deep Purple. We'll play them next year. If you're not a member of the workforce, to win $100, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
work. Same number you call, you text 248-398-9279. In the meantime, though, roads looking a little messy this morning. Southbound 275, just after M5, we have an accident blocking the left shoulder and the right shoulder. They just cleared that crash. Westbound 696, just after Grosbeck, but still a slow go because that is a construction zone. Northbound 75 did have a wreck at West Road, left shoulder, left lane, center lane, right shoulder. Looks like they're just getting that out of the way, but still you're backed up into Flat Rock. Also northbound 75 at Springwells. That looks like that car is now on the wrecker. And eastbound 94 at 96, that one's still in the works, and very big delays in that area.
Yeah, Patrick sent us a note on our Facebook page. Not really funny. It took an hour and 50 minutes to get to his first job.
Oh, good Lord.
On 75, just with all the stuff that's going on in the construction. Wow. These guys are coming to town, as a matter of fact. We'll have Deep Purple tickets for you next hour. But coming up next, Workforce Cash, $100. We're going to call in a name again. Text us. The keyword, of course, is
work. And if our 9 a.m. person does not call in, you'll get overtime.
All right. That is excellent.
Awesome. Well, it's great to know you're listening. Enjoy that $100.
Always listening at Chrysler, for sure.
Nice. Say hi to everybody at FCA for us, okay?
I will do that.
And then we'll be by later on to pick up the demon. So that's part of the deal, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make that happen, Jim.
Thanks. All right. Hold on, Ann. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
I don't think she's really going to make that happen. Anyway, if you want to win $100, just text us. Of course, the keyword is
work. That's the same number you call, 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link. You get yourself signed up, and then you could be like our friend Ann and walk away with $100 in workforce cash.
We go from the workforce to just working to get to work today, man. We've had people all day telling us how crazy the roads are. Issues on the drive, Aaron?
Yeah, it's not pleasant. Southbound 275 after M5, there's an accident there that's causing a big problem. Eastbound 94 at 96, that one's still there, causing major backups downtown. Westbound 94 at Maross just picked up this crash, headed through the Gross Point. Right lane, right shoulder. It looks like you're jammed back pretty far there. Also, westbound M8 at the M10. There's a crash off to the shoulder. And then something going on 16 Mile right now. I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is, but only one lane squeaking by.
Okay, Battle of the Burbs coming up a little bit later on this hour. Chance to win tickets to go see Deep Purple, but we got to get back to this.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
It's all about meeting the parents and what he said to her.
So we got an email, and she's about to meet her boyfriend's family for the first time, and he says to her, if my mama don't like you, then you and I can't be together anymore. So she's like, oh my gosh, do I just run now, or what should I do?
Preemptive strike, what do you guys think? Gail, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
So what do you think about our What Would You Do Wednesday topic?
I would tell the guy, you're an idiot. You think I've got to meet your mother, and if she don't approve, you're going to dump me? I'd say, screw you.
Nice self-edit there, Gail. Yeah, nice self-edit.
Yeah. Way better than I would have done.
Right.
Yeah.
Tim in Detroit, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, man. You tell her to find a real man, because a real man doesn't care what anybody thinks. What's in his heart is in his heart, and he follows it. If the other people don't like it, they can all jump, including his friends.
Well said, dude.
Right on, Tim.
Look at you, Tim. Passionate this morning, brother. Appreciate it, brother.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Dwayne in Sterling Heights. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yeah, as I was married for 8.5 years, a year after I was married, I cut off all contact with my family. And I recently just got divorced from her. And I should have listened to my parents. Never married her.
Okay, so you're on the other... So, like, that's the whole mama knows
thing,
right?
So, your mom warned you about her prior to you getting married? Is that the situation?
My mom told me... My mom, my brother, my stepdad all told me, do not marry her.
All right.
So, and I still went and married her, and now I ended up going through this divorce.
So, you're on the... There it is. Mama knows best. Should make a show out of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Talk to you guys later.
Tired of waking up hot?
CSX Big Jim's House, 824. We got a couple things here. We have a major announcement involving Battle of the Burbs Live, our live trivia game. We will have that for you in about 10 minutes here. But we want to play our regular Wednesday version of Battle of the Burbs for Deep Purple tickets right now. Just a three-question trivia game. It's really easy, and we need three players.
We need someone from the east side, someone from the west side, and someone from downriver. Call now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX, east side, west side, downriver. In the meantime, though, we do have many problems on the road right now. Westbound M8 at M10, the Lodge, there's a crash there. Westbound 94 at Maross, there was an accident blocking the right lane. It has moved off. It looks like they're putting it on the record now. Also, eastbound 94 at 96 finally got that problem remedied as we speak, but still heavy delays. And southbound 275 right after M5, that one is in the clearing stages.
Okay, we're going to play Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Yesterday, I was just thinking about this. It's a stripper song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, remember yesterday we figured out your stripper name is The Last Thing You Ate. Actually, it's the color of your underwear plus Last Thing You Ate.
Right.
Yours was White Toast.
Yes.
What would it be today?
Black pizza.
See, that's much better. Mine's Blue Shepherd's Pie. That doesn't work. No. Step inside. CSX Big Jim's House. Battle of the Burbs. We'll get to it in just a second. Got our players on the phone. But we want to talk to you about something real quick. So we're doing our first time of doing this. We're going to take Battle of the Burbs on the road. We're going to do it live. We're going to do it live, right? Is that right? We're doing it live?
Do it live!
Thanks, Bill. Anyway, so we thought, since we're close to our two-year anniversary, and we talked with management yesterday, and they agreed, we're going to waive the fee.
It's free!
It's free. It's free. It's our way of saying thanks, which is the whole idea behind this. We're still going to keep the prizes, the $1,000. We're going to keep all the cash. You're still going to get the T-shirt. What else do you get with the not $10, with a free ticket?
You get tickets to see Eddie Money, and we're going to buy your first drink.
Now, we do have to split this up east, west, downriver. So when the teams are full, the teams are full. That's it. So you need to sign up now. It is absolutely free. It's just our way on behalf of myself and Aaron and Ryan and Angie and everybody here at the radio station and everybody involved at Big Jim's House. It's just our way of saying thank you. We figured, what the hell? Let's go big here. So you got to text us, of course. The keyword is
trivia. Yeah. I just want to have a party with everyone.
Exactly. That's what it's going to be. But it is free. Space obviously limited. Go ahead. You'll see the form right there. You get a team of four people together and you can win a grand. Got it? Cool. Again, text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
trivia.
All right, let's play.
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's House.
Ready to go. Okay, either Michelle's singing or we're in a submarine right now. We're trying to find the ocean bottom floor.
Oh, man.
Is that you, Michelle?
Yeah.
It's my release
note. Okay, nice. Yeah. Okay, wow.
That was awesome.
That was nice. That's that dive.
I was feeling it.
Make your depth 150 feet. Okay, we got our players on the phone in the submarine. Okay, here we go. We're ready. Everybody ready?
Yep. Yeah. Bring it on.
All right. We got Dave representing Downriver, Michelle the west side, JJ the east side. Dave, if you know the answer, you will yell out down. Michelle, west, JJ, east. Do not answer until you are called upon, and make sure you're loud so everyone can hear you. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. No, we're not playing a game until everybody goes. On the count of three, we're all going to go, you ready? One, two, three.
Okay, I love it. Today is great. All right. Here we go. Question number one. A pilot and pro basketball player from Michigan didn't receive roses on the premiere of this female-hosted dating reality show that debuted on Monday. Crickets.
Nobody.
Roses. Dating.
The Bachelorette was the answer. The Bachelorette. I was doing my best to Rebecca there, Reeve. Condescending when you give people the answer. Question number two. Here we go. The Tigers have been struggling at Comerica against the Houston Astros, where this former Tiger pitcher now plays.
Down. Oh, come on.
He's
Jack Morton.
Not Jack Morris. You're out. No, you get your guess. We got to give it to Eastside. JJ?
East.
Hey, go ahead, JJ.
Justin Verlander.
That's right. Well, also taking Denny McClain. Isai, what a weird game. All right, question number three.
The Henry Ford will proudly go where no man has gone before with artifacts from this TV show. Spock and Captain Kirk approve.
Michelle, what's the answer?
Star Trek.
There it is.
Yes, sir!
Right, so East and West are tied one apiece, so you two are in the tiebreaker here. Here we go. Cookies celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing are out from this cookie maker that produces the double stuff.
East.
JJ for the win.
JJ.
Oreos.
There we go. We're only on till 10, JJ. You could have done that. Well, you're going to see Deep Purple. That was the weirdest Battle of the Burbs game we have ever had. Michelle and everybody else, you guys are awesome. You got to give us an East Side now, JJ.
East Job East Side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Workforce clock, you've already won yourself $100.
Awesome.
Nice way to start the day. What you doing today, bud?
Absolutely. I'm at work right now.
Where do you work? In a cave?
No, Wayne County.
Okay, Wayne County.
Honey, in a cave.
In Wayne County. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're narrowing it down a little bit.
Okay. You know, you have, like, this strange echo thing happening in the background, so we were trying to figure out, like, where you're working.
Yeah.
I'm at dispatch in Wayne County.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Hey, it's law enforcement week, too, man. I don't know if that's what you do there, but say hi to everybody for us. Noel, hold on, okay?
All right.
All right, there he goes. He was in the bathroom.
That's what I think.
Absolutely.
He's like, I don't want my coworkers to hear me win this $100 because then I have to share, so I'm going to go hide out in the bathroom and make this phone call.
Makes total sense. All right, we're going to give you a keyword right now. The same number used to call us, you text us. The keyword is trivia. Now, a week from tomorrow, we're doing Battle of the Burbs live. You've heard us talking about it.
Do it live!
At the Emerald of Mount Clemens, but we decided, we asked our management here and they said go for it. We're going to make a slight change to this next Thursday.
It's absolutely free. So if you're a fan of trivia and just hanging out and having a good time, we want you to come join us. Just text the keyword trivia. Get yourself signed up. Now, not only is it free, but you're going to walk away with some presents, some gifts. You're going to get an exclusive WCSX trivia t-shirt.
Saw those that came in yesterday. They look fantastic. Yeah, great shirt.
We are going to give you two tickets to see Eddie Money. And we're going to buy your first drink. So round up three friends, text the keyword trivia, get yourself signed up, come hang out with us. We're going to have a great time. We want to meet you.
Okay, now, you were still going to keep the prizes, too. That's the other part. Manager was pretty cool about this. Yeah,
you mean
yeah.
The $1,000 first prize?
$1,000 for first prize. You're like, wait a minute. Okay, so again, text us keyword trivia. Space obviously limited. So if you're downriver and west side, those are the ones that need to fill up probably the most. East side, we seem to have get a lot of east side teams. Which makes sense because it's in Mount Clemens. However, it's from 6 to 9. We'll have you home by 10, no matter where you live in the Motor City. So that's not an excuse, and it's absolutely free. But you better jump on this now. Again, Battle of the Burbs live a week from Thursday. We're going to make it absolutely free because we want to say thank you to all the Big Jim's House and CSX listeners. Just text us. The keyword is...
trivia.
And if you're in the east side, just don't show up. Let the west side win. No, after that Burbs game tomorrow, no, I'm done. I'm done with you people.
Hey, Taryn V from Big Jim's House inviting you to join me in my...
It's time for Tickets on the 20.
Did I win the ticket?
In Big Jim's House.
It's going to be a great show. We want you to go see the one and only Stevie Guitar Miller.
Yep, he's going to be at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater at Freedom Hill June 30th. Tickets are on sale at the venue box office, 3&3 Presents and Ticketmaster.com. But we'll take caller 31 now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Good luck.
CSX Big Jim's House by Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Angie as well. You guys are great. What would you do Wednesday? I think most people said dump the guy, right?
Yeah, we got an email from a listener that said she was meeting her boyfriend's parents for the first time, and the boyfriend said, if my mom don't like you, we're not going to work out. So she was wondering, you know, should I just dump him now and save myself the heartache? What should I do?
Strike, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody was like, you know what, dump him. If he's that big of a mama's boy, then you're always going to have drama.
I think it was like 70% on our Facebook poll this morning. Okay, lots going on this morning. City of the Week, St. Clair Shores. You want to say hi to them?
Yes. Want to say hello to Capone's on Harper and St. Clair Shores between 9 and 10 Mile. Katina and the amazing staff that works there. Thank you guys for rocking out with CSX. I'll be there Friday night for bike night.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who's playing this week. I put you on the spot. Don't worry about that.
Love opera.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. A couple little food notes for you this morning. I asked Aaron what one item, if you take it off a shake, could save $1 million a year. Aaron said, a steak.
Well, it's called Steak and Shake.
Why would you put a steak on a shake? Don't even know. I'm not even going there. Cherries. If they take the cherry off, if they quit putting cherries on their milkshakes, they save $1 million a year. Seriously. So that's what maybe they would do.
I didn't realize that they were so expensive.
I didn't realize Steak and Shake was in that much trouble. Lost $19 million during the first quarter of 2019. Now,
so delicious.
Couple things since we're talking about shakes and stuff. Burger King is now selling Twix shakes. Twix shakes with two bars crushed up into that. Popeyes, here's the one I think you'll like. Deep fried double stuffed Oreo cookies. Popeyes.
I tried them already.
And?
Oh, my gosh.
And we got to, okay. And then we got to reach out to our friends at Red Lobster because they've created an insulated fanny pack to keep their Cheddar Bay biscuits warm. They're giving it away on Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
I could eat my face for one of those things.
Well, you can buy the do-it-yourself kits now.
That's it.
Really? I think.
That's it.
Wow.
Whatever they do at Red Lobster, dude. The old joke. Put that on your forehead, tongue to slap your face so they're trying to get it.
Yeah, those are pretty damn good.
All right, we're out of here. Jolene's coming in next. Another foodie. I'm sure she'll be talking about this as well. She loves her food. Let me see. Don't forget, Battle of the Burbs Trivia Live next Thursday is absolutely
free. All that you need to do is text us the keyword trivia to 248-398-9279. That's keyword trivia. We'll send you a link. Sign up. Bring three friends. Come on out. We're going to give you exclusive WCSX t-shirt. We're going to give you two tickets to see Eddie Money. We're going to buy your first drink. It's just going to be a big, fun party, and you have a chance to win $1,000.
It's our way of saying thank you. Thank you so much for being part of Big Jim's House every morning, man. We love you guys. It'll be 2 years in July, so this is going to be a party with you. Again, Texas Keyword Trivia. Jolene's next. Goodbye. Give the audience a good